The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000Bibles. Thanks. Every Christian knows the importance of daily quiet time with the Lord. And yet we all know what it feels like to be in one of those dry seasons, seasons when our time in prayer and reading God's Word feels dull, repetitive, and unfocused. In Be Thou My Vision, a liturgy for daily worship, Jonathan Gibson has created a 31-day guide designed to provide structure for our daily worship, both as individuals and families. Each daily reading includes a call to worship, adoration, confession, assurance, excerpts from creeds and catechisms from church history, a Bible reading, and more. Requiring just 15 to 20 minutes a day, this beautifully produced liturgical guide will help you focus your heart and mind on Christ and the gospel as you commune with God each and every day. Today, we're pleased to share the first reading from Jonathan's new 31-day guide right here on the Crossway Podcast. Let's get started.
Day 1 of the Be Thou My Vision devotional. The call to worship. Hear God call you to worship through His Word from Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. Adoration. Sing this praise to God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
The reading of the law. Hear God's law as His will for your life, from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Confession of sin. Confess your sins to God using this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, 1552. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, so that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. the assurance of pardon. Receive these words of comfort from God, from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Apostles' Creed. Confess what you believe about the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Praise. Sing this praise to God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Catechism. Receive this instruction from the Westminster Shorter Catechism, questions 1 to 3. Question 1. What is the chief end of man? Answer. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Question 2. What rule has God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him? Answer. The Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. Question 3. What do the Scriptures principally teach? Answer. The Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man. Prayer for illumination. As you hear His word, ask God to enlighten your mind and heart through this prayer from the Middelburg Liturgy. Almighty God and most merciful Father, we humbly submit ourselves and fall down before your majesty, asking you from the bottom of our hearts that this seed of your word now sown among us may take such deep root that neither the burning heat of persecution cause it to wither, nor the thorny cares of this life choke it, but that, as seed sown in good ground, it may bring forth 30, 60, or 100-fold, as your heavenly wisdom has appointed. Amen. Scripture reading. Hear this portion of God's word from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 25. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground, and a mist was going up from the land and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Prayer of Intercession. As you make your requests to God, pray this prayer from Johann Habermann. Your glorious majesty surround me, the blessed Trinity protect me, and the eternal Godhead preserve me. Your unlimited mercy support me, your loving kindness encompass me, your favor make me to rejoice. The eternal truth of God be my delight, the saving knowledge of Christ strengthen me, and the all-prevailing grace of God be sufficient for me. May the grace of God the Father lead me, the wisdom of God the Son be my consolation, and the power of the Holy Spirit enlighten me. Lord, my Creator, stand by me. My Redeemer, save me, and my Comforter, dwell with me. Amen. Further petition. Take a few moments to make further petitions to the Lord, whether personal, for the church, or for the world. Thank you. the Lord's Prayer. In closing, pray the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
That was a special audio preview of Be Thou My Vision, a liturgy for daily worship by Jonathan Gibson. Check out the full audiobook available directly from Crossway for 50% off. To learn more, visit crossway.org/plus. That's crossway.org/plus.